city?
Here at the Yangon Eye Hospital, an amazing transformation has recently occurred. In a matter of weeks, a joint medical team from Nepal and Burma will have completed more than 1,200 free cataract operations, a treatable eye disease that leads to impaired vision and sometimes blindness. The numbers are daunting, but for the hospital director, Dr. Tin Nguyen, a big part of the problem is lack of knowledge.
The tradition of Myanmar is they are very reluctant to undergo surgery. So they don't want to be operated. They're afraid. They accept the cataract as aging process. This is aging process. But this aging process can be overcome by surgery.
The massive endeavor is being led by Nepalese Dr. Sanduk Ruit, who helped develop the low-cost, high-volume surgical technique that replaces the eye lens. Dr. Ruit's team from the Tilganga Eye Center has carried out operations in locations such as North Korea, Ethiopia, and Indonesia. Now, the doctor is eager to help spread his expertise and training in a country where basic medical assistance is still too costly for most.
It's very important that we take this service to the community level at different parts of Myanmar. And I hope the Ministry of Health will give us non-obstructive passage.
The surgery can be a life-altering moment for many of these patients who have had difficulty seeing for years. For Da Tin Law, simple tasks like pouring a glass of water and cooking would now once again be easier.
I am very happy because I have got my sight again. They told me to walk slowly, but I didn't. I am eager to walk very quickly. After the operation, I feel free.
While the first group of patients readjust to their improved vision, the team hopes to train community doctors and paramedics to carry on the work. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA News from Rangoon, Burma.